For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What's up, what's up? NFL football big game previews for week number 11. I'm Gary.
I'm Chris.
And this is Winning Cures Everything. If you have not listened before, we appreciate you being here, of course. Get them jams in. Absolutely. You can find us over at winningcureseverything.com. The website has got all of our podcasts, picks, previews, videos, social media platforms, etc. Everything about us you can find on the website. So go check it out, winningcureseverything.com. You can also enter the football pick contest. It's free to enter. You get prizes every week. Every week has a different winner. So go check it out. It's free to sign up. Put your name in, put your email in, get your picks in. It's all multiple choice. Easy stuff. Like, you don't even have to really know what you're doing. You just got to get lucky and pick 10 games right.
That's right.
So, go check it out. Do your thing. You can also make sure that you are subscribed to us. I can't talk. We're doing this too late.
That's right.
We're doing it too late. Yes, that's what it is. If you're on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button. Make sure you comment. Tell us what big games you like this week. Tell us who you think is going to win. We want some predictions. Tell me about the NFL in Week 11. That's what we want to know. Tell us what you think. Make sure you subscribe. Share the show out. If you're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, etc., make sure you subscribe. On Apple Podcasts, make sure you leave a nice 5-star written review. We read those things. We'll read it on the air, especially if you are entertaining and funny. We always like those. So we do appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Of course, let's go ahead and jump into the biggest games of the weekend. First, Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. They bring you the show every single week, almost every day, right? Every day?
No. Well, we don't have a show on Tuesdays.
That's right. But I'll tell you this. A lot of podcasts. A lot of content.
Oh, yeah.
And Tunica, Mississippi brings all of that to you. You can go read more information about all of their sports books, all the fun things they got going on down there over at tunicatravel.com. Let's fire in. Game number one. Monday Night Football. Pretty big game. Division game. The Chiefs lost to the Titans last week.
That's right.
And now they got to go to Mexico City and deal with Phillip Rivers and the Chargers.
Yeah.
Now, tell me what you think about this.
Man, I don't have a feel for this game at all. I have no idea what I'm looking at when I watch the Chiefs play football. Patrick Mahomes, not a problem. Okay. The offense, I don't think, is a problem. That defense is bad.
That defense cannot stop the run.
And if the Chargers were watching, that's what I was about to say, they got three running backs that they could just keep handing the ball off to, little dump passes, short passes, everything underneath, and just matriculate the ball down the field. Get you 4 yards a touch. Get you 6 yards a touch. Get you 3 yards a touch. And over and over and over again, just first down them to death. Keep Patrick Mahomes on the bench.
Yeah.
If you're the Chiefs, you got to find a way to make a stop.
Does that line seem a little high? Is it 4?
Yeah, I thought it was. I don't know, man. It's probably right. I didn't like it enough to touch it to go one way or another. If it had been a little higher, I'd have probably taken the Chargers. If it'd been a little lower, I'd have probably taken the Chiefs. So it's probably right.
Do you think we will ever see a total that is under 50 points for Pat Mahomes? This one's sitting at 52, 52 and a half.
Oh, yeah. They're going to play the Patriots this year. That total will be under 50.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
I think people think the Patriots will score. And they'll think that the Chiefs will at least put up like 21.
I think that total will be under 50.
That's crazy.
I could be wrong.
No, no, no. I mean, yeah, you're probably right.
I think that total will be under 50.
But I don't know that he's had one.
But there aren't many teams that play great defense in the NFL anymore.
No, you're right about that.
So that's the reason why. That's one team that A does, and Bill makes it his life's mission to take your best weapon away.
Yeah.
And while they have tons of weapons, I think the Patriots defense have a lot of weapons as well.
I think you're right. Can the Chargers muster up enough of a running game to be able to win this?
Oh, they absolutely can. Will they? I don't know, man. The Chargers, I would almost call them Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but I don't even know that they're the same person turning into two different people. I mean, I don't even know what you would call them.
I think the Chiefs come out motivated in this game.
That's a big L.
I'm going to go ahead and make my pick. I think I'm taking the Chiefs -4.
Andy Reid coming off a loss like that, that's tough. That's tough. And the way they lost, too. I think I'd do the same thing.
All right.
I think I'd ride Pat Mahomes and I'd ride the Chiefs right now more than I'd ride the Chargers. That's a team that just, they got stink on them.
Yeah. Yeah, they certainly do. Certainly do. Game number 2 is the Texans at the Ravens. Ravens a 4-point favorite. Total is 49.5 on this one. This is MVP showdown?
I think so. I think this is the MVP showdown. I know that Russell Wilson has been incredible, and he's still in this conversation. And if they ever decide to give it to somebody not a quarterback, Christian McCaffrey has been incredible. But I think there's a 3-horse race right now. We got Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, a battle already. Lamar won that one. Now, Watson saying, hey, I'm here. And a lot of people talking about me.
Pay attention to me.
But I think he's pretty damn good. And I think he's got some weapons. And I think they're going to have a lot to say about what happens with Lamar. I kind of like the over here, man. I think both these quarterbacks are going to show out and put on a show. I think they're going to score.
I mean, 49.5, I was surprised to not see it in the 50s.
I thought so, too.
I don't think the Texans' defense is very good.
No, and the Ravens' defense isn't great.
No.
No, neither of these defense. Both of these teams used to be modeled from the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I think the perception for these two teams is that they are tough, hard-nosed defensive football teams.
That's right.
And while they do have playmakers on defense, that's not what they're built around.
Not anymore. The game has changed.
Yeah.
They're built around these two young quarterbacks that are incredible talents.
I mean, these two teams are Alabama and LSU.
They used to play football one way, and then they got quarterbacks, and they started playing it a different way.
Yeah, they swapped it around.
Who would have thought? If you got a trigger man, you can shoot.
Yeah, it kind of changes things up. All right, let's move on. Game number 3.
Oh, who are we picking here?
Oh, yeah, good idea. I'm going to roll Ravens -4.
I'm giving the Texans. I they had the
bye. You think they win?
I do think they can win.
Okay.
The Ravens look incredible. This is. I mean, it's kind of not smart to step in front of that train. Texans had a bye week. I think Watson, listening to everybody for the last 2 weeks, blow up Lamar. I think he's got a lot to prove today.
I think you might be right. I mean, I'm going to go opposite, but
yeah,
I could 100% see it.
Yeah,
100% see it. All right, let's move into game number 3. Your boys, New England Patriots. -3.5 at the Philadelphia Eagles, total 44.5. Now, because they're playing on the road, my initial instinct was, this may not mean that much. I may not want to touch this. The last time the Patriots were 3.5-point favorite, it was 2 weeks ago, and they got embarrassed by the Ravens. But they are coming off of a loss. They are coming off of a bye week. And they are playing against the Eagles who...
Carson Wentz, not Lamar Jackson. Don't know if you know that or not.
Carson Wentz, not Nick Foles.
No, not Nick Foles either. Here's the deal. You got the two things going for you. A, Bill, if the Patriots are going to take a loss, which at some point in time they're going to, they don't care about going undefeated anymore. They didn't want that. He got the loss when he needed it. So right before the bye week. So now these guys get 2 weeks of a cussing. He's going to have him fired up, ready to go. The other thing that you got going on is, so 2 weeks to prepare, off a loss, everything lines up, Bill having things exactly the way he wants them. But here's the other thing. This is the team that Bill has taken over the defense. 2 years ago in the Super Bowl, the Patriots defense made the Eagles punt one time.
Yeah.
I think Bill is going to make sure this Eagles team punts and punts and punts. And maybe throws a couple of interceptions because Wentz is going to do that. Maybe cause a couple of fumbles because they're going to do that.
He wants to
I think
this, maybe embarrass this team on their home field.
I don't know that he'll be able to embarrass them, but I think he's going to try to embarrass them.
I could see it.
I think there will be no take the foot off the gas, and there will be no letting up or giving in at all on defense. I think they're going to keep the pressure on the entire game. Carson Wentz going to start seeing ghosts. Don't mic him up. He'll embarrass himself.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
We're both rolling Pats minus 3.5.
This is my team, and I'm a little biased, just a smidge.
Yeah, but your assessment on them is pretty.
I'm pretty honest when I think it's going to be close, and you got to worry, and you know.
Yeah. Now you can read this team. The total is 44.5. Seems kind of high.
I thought it was pretty close.
Because I don't expect the Eagles to score a lot.
I don't either, but I think the Patriots. Not that the Patriots are going to score a ton. But I do think that offense has had 2 weeks to get some guys healthy. I don't know, is that offensive line going to be better or not? If the offensive line is better, the Pats are going to score a lot more than they've been.
Okay.
And at some point in time, they got to get their foot out of their ass.
Yeah.
They got to go.
That's true.
They got to go.
Let's move on. Game number 4, Thursday night. Another one of your another bunch of your boys.
These are my boys. I still love them. I'm mad at them, but I still love them.
The Browns are a 3-point favorite at home against the Steelers. Total is 40 on this one. Now, obviously, I'm going Steelers here. Yep. The Steelers defense has looked fantastic. And that doesn't necessarily spell good things for Baker Mayfield.
No, it doesn't.
Freddie Kitchens is... He's just in over his head.
Yes, that's an understatement, by the way.
I mean, you...
That understatement. Now,
the Browns did get a win over the Bills last week. What are you pulling up here?
No, you keep talking. You're fine.
So, Minkah Fitzpatrick, in this Steelers defense,
okay,
has been unbelievable. Pick six. It feels like every week.
That's right.
Scoop and score regularly. The guy, he is playing the Troy Polamalu role in this defense.
Agree.
And he fits it perfectly. He did not fit what they were trying to do in Miami. And him, along with Devin Bush and all of those guys, I expect the Steelers to be able to score enough and to generate enough points to be able to win this football game. I'm taking the Steelers to win this one outright because I don't trust the Browns to be able to. I understand the Browns have more firepower.
Yes.
And they've got much more talent on the offensive side for sure.
Yes.
But there is something to be said for chemistry and for play calling, et cetera. And I don't think the Browns have any of it right now.
Because the Steelers have so much of it.
Just my thought.
That quarterback has started a lot with this wide receiving core and this running back.
Tell me what you think.
I think Freddie Kitchens is the worst quarterback in the league, or coach in the league. I do. I absolutely do. I think he's in over his head is an understatement.
Is Baker the worst quarterback in the league?
Well, no, he's not the worst quarterback in the league, but he's not a great quarterback. But neither is Rudolph.
No. Rudolph is not even close.
Yeah, I think both of these teams are very similar. I think the Browns defense is going to give y'all hell more than anybody else lately. This is the first defense that they've played. And I don't know, man. I mean, I think this line is fishy. I just think it's weird. It makes no sense as to why they would be favored.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right.
I would take my Browns. I think they're figuring it out. Baker hadn't turned the ball over in 3 weeks. You know, maybe he's fixed some of those things. Last week, what I appreciated about the Browns, even though they still look like crap against the Bills.
They got the win.
They came over the win. But, like, the offense finally started getting Baker out into space to throw the football instead of having him sit in the pocket and get balls batted down over and over again. Or he just overthrows the hell out of everybody because he has to throw it so much higher to get it over people's heads. I think we're learning, first, that for a while we said, oh, Drew Brees is too short. You can't get a short quarterback. And then Drew Brees is like, nope, I'm the best quarterback in football, or one of them.
Yeah.
And so we say, oh, well, if Drew Brees can do it, anybody can do it. And then we got Baker, and we've got, you know, what's his name, Kyler. And maybe it was too soon. Maybe Drew Brees is an anomaly. These guys can be good. I don't think they can be great. But I don't think they have to be great. I don't think he has to be great. I think he has to hit Odell once or twice.
Yeah, you put him in the right offense. You put him in the right system.
I'm going to be betting the under in this game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to be betting the under. I think both of these defenses are going to look really good against these offensive lines. And
I mean, 21-17 still gives you an under.
Yes.
So, I like it. I like it.
Nobody hits the 20s.
All right, so Browns minus -3 for you.
I'll take it.
Okay. Let's move on. The last of the five big games, the Bears at the Rams. The Rams are a 6.5-point favorite. It's Sunday Night Football. Total is 41.5. Rams have not looked very good lately.
Nope.
Bears got a win last week.
That's right.
But, I mean, what exactly did that win mean? You know, and I don't have a good answer.
So I don't either. This is something that I normally like to do one thing, and then I'm going to do something different here. I love when a big team gets blowed out, and then the other team that they're playing had a big win, and they play each other. Because everyone's saying, oh, man, Bears look so good. Oh, the Rams look so bad. Yeah. You got to go Bears here, right? And then you see the line 6.5. Like, whoa, man, the Rams are still a big favorite. Normally, I would be heavy on the Rams. Bigly heavy, just because of that situation. Rams lost two more offensive linemen. They had lost the center before that game. They lost two more offensive linemen during that game against the Steelers. Those three guys I don't think are going to be back this week. Against this Bears front, I think it's over. I think it's ball game. I think we're going to see the reason why the Rams messed up by paying all of these guys so much money. They've got $20 million plus in Brandon Cooks, not going to play. $20 million plus in Gurley. I don't know if he's going to play or not. If he does play, he hadn't been very good anyway. They got $20 million plus in Goff. He ain't looking good.
No.
They got $20 million plus in Donald, who's a stud. And he got no help. If they want to keep him, they're going to have $20 million plus in – oh, my God, my brain just went blank. Dude, they just traded for DB, one of the best DBs in the league. Randy's Yak out of Jacksonville.
Jalen
– Ramsey.
Thank you.
Bingo. Thank you. Sorry. Man, my brain went dead.
It's midnight on Tuesday.
So, anyway.
We're just trying to get through it.
They are – so, where are they going to get the money to get the offensive line? Oh, we got to draft them, right? Oh, no. We traded all our picks.
You don't
have
any picks.
So we don't have any picks. You gonna get a top-tier offensive lineman in the third round? That's not where they come from. They usually come from top round. So I think this team is about to get into some dog days of the years. They made a run at the Super Bowl last year. I think they went all in to try to make a run this year. I think they're going to miss the playoffs. And they don't have anything to rebuild with. They won't have cap. This is a team that needs to trade Donald. Because they have nothing else, and you can get a king's ransom for him. They've been getting two firsts for most players. I would bet you that there's a franchise out there that would give you three for Donald. I never thought I'd say that. But
that sounds absurd.
There are some teams that don't care about the draft, my Patriots being one of them, and that always seem to have cap room, my Patriots being one of them. Those teams just – you know, if they got a first-round pick, they don't give a shit. They're just going to have three guys in the third round, and, you know, it'll be fine. I think that – and that's not just the Pats. There's a couple of teams out there that are like that. I think that buyer is out there somewhere, and that's the only way they free up all that money from Donald, and they can get a king's ransom for him so they can get cap space help and they can get draft pick help, which is two things they need desperately. That's desperately.
Good point.
But this week, that ain't going to happen. This week, it's not going to help him. Brandon Cooks ain't helping. He ain't coming. Last week, the best receiver on the field was Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp.
Yep.
Cooper Kupp. Zero catches. Got blanked.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you.
I just think this team struggles.
So normally, we're both on we're both on Bears to win.
Yes, I think the Bears are going to win. Yes.
Yeah, I got the same thing.
I hate following the trend of this is the public team because they just won, and this is the public team that everyone hates because they just lost. I hate that. And it might come back to bite me this week, but I'm going to roll with it.
I mean, I don't think the Rams are very good.
I went a long way around that. I apologize. We took forever.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. We got a couple more to get to. These are the interesting mentions. So let's go ahead and hop into them. First one, Saints, just off a fresh blowout loss at home to the woeful Atlanta Falcons. The Saints are 5.5-point favorites at the Bucs. And Tampa Bay gets to play at home 2 weeks in a row. It's kind of an anomaly for them.
Yep.
Bucs looked pretty good getting that win last week against the Cardinals. Had to drive late. Jameis somewhat took care of the football.
Yep.
I don't think he does it this week.
Yeah. It's a different. The Saints defense is not the Bucs defense.
No, I think the Saints defense. I think the Saints defense is pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
So
they just had Matt Ryan go wild on them.
Yeah. And so you got
the
a
Saints
divisional
game. The Saints offensive line better get pissed off because they just gave up
10 sacks?
Metric ton. It wasn't 10, but it was just a crap load of sacks.
Yeah.
Just a buckets and buckets of sacks.
Yeah, they got embarrassed big time.
They finished with it was so like 7.
That's a divisional game in this spot, so we'll see what happens there. Next one up, Jags at the Colts. The Jaguars.
They gave it 6 sacks.
6 sacks.
That's a lot.
Jaguars, a 3-point underdog at the Indianapolis Colts. Colts got beat at home by the Dolphins last week.
Yeah, this line is going to change. And everything about this game is totally up in the air depending on what Jacoby Brissett does.
From what I understand, he's not supposed to play again.
Well, if he doesn't play, then they should not be a favorite to anybody.
That's what I'm curious about. Like, in this game is up at pretty much every book.
No, yeah, I mean, you can bet it. I just don't know. I would wait until Jacoby plays, and then I'd like to see what the number is. If Jacoby plays, I would take the Colts. I think this is what people thought was going to happen when Luck left the team.
Yep, but Brissett was much more prepared.
Nobody saw Brissett being this good. I believed in him. I liked his talent, and I was able to capitalize on a lot of value early. All that value is gone now, and I need him to come back healthy before I get back on this Colts bandwagon because I will not put one red nickel
on Brian Hoyer.
On Brian Hoyer.
I can understand that. I can understand it. All right, that's going to wrap up our NFL previews for week number 11. Of course, go enter the weekly football picks contest over at winningcureseverything.com. Of course, on the website, you can also get all of our stuff. Videos, podcasts, picks, previews, all of our social media platforms. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, etc. If you're on YouTube and you're watching us right now, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, share the show out with your friends, leave us some comments, tell us what you like about the show, what you don't like. Tell us what you think about the games this week. And if you are listening on the podcast, hit subscribe there as well. And if you're on Apple, of course, leave us a 5-star review. We always appreciate those. You guys have been fantastic. We're looking forward to another wonderful, fantastic, entertaining week of NFL football. And we will see you all again next week.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app, visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.